The city council meets Tuesday evening in the regular session at 6 p.m. at the Heber City Hall, located at 75 North Main Street. Item number 3 on the agenda is a discussion to reconsider the Red Ledges Bypass Extension. The so-called Eastern Bypass would connect U.S. 40 and Center Street. The road would connect 240 just north of the city cemetery, running east to west. A few blocks past Mill Road, the road would make a 90-degree turn running north to south, connecting to Center Street. A map that makes a lot more sense in that description can be found on KPCW's website. The Eastern Bypass will be built in 3 parts, with the New London development obligated to build Portion A, the city to build Portion B, and Red Ledges to build Portion C. After a series of extensions, Red Ledges had come to the council earlier this year hoping to get another extension on their obligation to build their portion of the road. But at the March 19th meeting, City Council voted that they would not offer an extension on the October 31st, 2019 deadline. Councilmember Ron Crittenden made the motion.
In the interest of giving Red Ledges notice so that they might plan accordingly, I move that Heber City deny to Red Ledges any further extension of their obligations under their 4th extension to the interlocal agreement dated February 21, 2007, to construct their agreed portion of an eastern bypass road. Heber City expects, unless a majority of the City Council agrees to a satisfactory agreed alternative, that said road is to be completed by October 31, 2019 as agreed, or else the mutually agreed condition of no further Red Ledges phase approval shall be applied.
The Council approved Crittenden's motion, with Council Members Crittenden, Wayne Hardman, and Heidi Franco voting for, Jeff Bradshaw voting against, and Jeff Smith abstaining. Council Member Crittenden immediately followed up his motion with a proposal to give Red Ledges an opportunity to extend the deadline to October 2020.
If in the next 2 weeks, Red Ledges comes forward with a plan for a satisfactory level of commitment to assure the construction and completion of their portion of the Eastern Bypass Road by October 31, 2020, then I agree to make a motion in the next City Council meeting to reconsider this motion for the 2019 completion of the road and to substitute a motion to extend on the agreed satisfactory plan for the road completion. To facilitate the development of the satisfactory plan, I propose a committee be formed to review, discuss, and approve Red Ledges' assurances.
Elected officials have since been working with city employees and Red Ledges to find a workable solution. Red Ledges CFO Todd Cates says that the discussion has been productive.
I think we've got some good solutions in process right now. We've come up with a framework that it seems like everybody is moving towards. As you know, these things can change on even a daily basis. But yeah, I think the committee's come up with some good solutions, and we'll know shortly as to what will work.
One reason why the road's creation has been delayed is timing. If any of the portions are not completed by New London, the city, or Red Ledges, the bypass could become, as Councilmember Jeff Smith put it, a road to nowhere. With Section C locked in to be completed in October of this year or next, and the city likely to follow a similar timeline, Councilmember Crittenden hopes that Section A will be built as soon as possible. The builder of Section A, the New London development, was given a zone change in December 2018, according to Councilmember Crittenden. He said he was hopeful to get New London support to build the 3 sections together, as he said it would be the most cost-effective, efficient way to proceed. For a map of the proposed road, visit kpcw.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.